This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. Just several months ago, lawmakers in Springfield released $1 million in capital funding for the proposed Riverport Terminal in Cairo, and already over a dozen companies have expressed interest in the project. And as plans continue to take shape, we now visit with a Cairo resident who spent years, 45 years to be exact, working on the river.
Well, my full name is Claude Joseph Berry. Everybody knows me by Joe. I was born in St. Louis, but raised here in Cairo in southern Illinois. We've been living here since 1954 in this house.
Captain Joe began his river career 48 years ago, and sitting in his nice, cozy kitchen in Cairo, he thinks back to the beginning.
Well, my first job out there was deckhand, and we were responsible for putting the barges together, building tows, and maintaining the boat. Went up to mate, showing everybody else how to do it, be in charge of maintaining the boat. And then in 74, went to the National River Academy in Helena, Arkansas, and did some schooling down there, and went and got my first license for the wheelhouse. I've been up there since then.
The barges that you worked on, they were based out of Cairo, so you lived here in Cairo while you worked.
Well, the barges came from all over, everywhere from Minneapolis, St. Paul, they'd come down the river. But we ran mostly from St. Louis to New Orleans.
And how many people does it take to get these huge river transports up and down the Mississippi?
Well, we had two in the wheelhouse, captain and a pilot, two in the engine room, chief and assistant engineer, two mates, four deckhands, and a cook.
I have to think, some days in the winter time when you were on deck, you did say to yourself, why?
Yes, many a time. The most ice is from Cairo north on the Mississippi, and it'd be from bank to bank ice. And it would be so thick at times it would gorge, and you couldn't even push a barge through it. It would be so thick.
So what would you have to do then? Just wait for a Coast Guard cutter?
We'd break the boat out of tow and face from the barges and use the boat and break the ice.
Big question I've always wondered, and many people probably wonder when they see the barges, what did you haul?
Mainly grain, soybean, corn.
And you would haul it
to New Orleans and then tie it off in the fleets down there, and they would offload it to elevators, then they'd load the ships and send it overseas.
Were there some kind of scary times?
Well, I fell in one time. I was working St. Louis Harbor, and the other deckhand with me, he just laughed. I said, hand me something so I could get back on the boat. And he just handed me a piece of rope and said, here, and just dangled it. Then we both started laughing.
You've probably noticed, especially during the summer, the Mississippi River can get pretty low. Captain Joe has seen it firsthand.
Well, in 88, it's the lowest on record. Cairo was down to almost zero. Memphis was like minus seven. And it was really restricted out there. All we could take would be 15 barges down.
And how many would you normally take?
35.
What about the highest river level that you guys saw that were able to work?
Oh, 93.
That's when the river at St. Louis crested at 49.58 feet, the highest on record, according to the National Weather Service.
Because they closed everything from Cairo north on the Mississippi. And because the displacement of water from the barges would put pressure on the levees, and they didn't want to break any levees.
The flood of 93 also meant the risk of hitting bridges.
when it reaches a certain level, they shut down for safety. Because some of the large boats, I was on the Harriet Ann mainly, and the height with the radar antennas and all this, we couldn't get under bridges.
Did anybody else in your family ever make a living on the barges?
My uncle was a inspector for Federal Barge Line. My cousin was a licensed mate and had his pilot's license. He worked for Federal, and he retired with Ingram. My brother-in-law was a deckhand, went to pilot. I've got a nephew that's a pilot out there now. So it's been in the family, and even before then, my grandfather, two aunts, and an uncle worked on steamboats, and they had no electricity. And my one aunt cooked, and she had a wood stove and things like that, and they'd have to stop before it got dark and tie off because they didn't have electricity for lights or no radar, no radios.
And as we wrap up our visit, he smiles and says, working on the river is a great way to see nature.
Plenty of deer out there. Down here at Fort Defiance right now, there's a herd of 8 or 10 that live down there and would be going along the river and look over by the edge of the bank and sandbars, and you'd see deer out there then. The sunrises were beautiful. And no matter where you were, if you were up, you always got to see it.
The memories of life working on the river barges, as told by Claude Joseph Berry of Caro. And when you're down there, you can just call him Joe. You can hear more of our conversation on our website. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.